And it's Friday morning at around 8:30, which means it's time for the Arts File. Today, a story from Carrie Nolan for Arachnophiliacs Everywhere.
It's an incredible idea.
Superheroes.
Spider-Man.
They're mythology.
We wanted to go back to that mythic place.
The most expensive show ever to be mounted on Broadway has also been one plagued with delays. Spider-Man: Turn Off the Dark was scheduled to open in previews last February, but a budget crunch, injured actors, and Labor Department investigations delayed the official opening of Julie Taymor's ambitious musical by nearly a year. It's now set to open February 7th. David Cody, theater editor for Time Out New York, says he hasn't seen any Broadway show that's taken so long to get off the ground.
I've seen Broadway shows that have closed out of town or that closed overnight, or shows that struggle along for a little while with terrible reviews and, you know, just never recovered. But this, in all my, you know, years at Time Out New York as an editor, as a critic, I've never seen this kind of excess and drama and danger associated with a show. It's really, I mean, I keep thinking that there's somebody backstage, you know, on the production crew or the cast that is just planning a book in their head about, you know, a tell-all about the behind-the-scenes drama at this show.
There are 38 flying maneuvers in Spider-Man and probably as many injuries. Actors have sustained shattered ribs, broken wrists, and a concussion in the course of doing them. Cody argues the show's director, Julie Taymor, may have included the high-tech acrobatics in the play because that's what today's audience wants.
You look at movies and television, and they're going for a kind of dimensionality, an extra dimensionality to the experience. IMAX 3D is very popular, of course, and at-home 3D viewing is on the rise, so it just seems like we're looking for more sensation and intensity in our entertainment, and that includes the theater.
But Cody says even movie directors have a hard time creating believable flying superheroes.
I mean, that takes, you know, a couple hundred million dollars and God knows how many hundreds of hours of manpower, you know, behind computers creating simulated computer-generated effects and stunt people. So, you know, it seems almost foolhardy to try to make an effective stage play out of it when somebody in spandex tights flying around on stage in front of your face live is bound to look a little silly.
Still, the big names in Spider-Man: Turn Off the Dark, which include U2's Bono and The Edge, who wrote the score, could help the show make its $65 million back, especially given the recent success of big Broadway shows like Wicked.
It's possible that in a few weeks or months after opening, we could be pulling down $1.5 or $2 million a week. We jack up the ticket prices, people willing to pay that. It becomes the must-see show of on Broadway. And in 4 or 5 years, perhaps it's made its, you know, $65 million back.
Get too high and get too close to the sun. See how the
David Cody is theater editor for Time Out New York. This is Reeve Carney, who plays Peter Parker in Spider-Man, singing the U2 song Boy Falls from the Sky.
And that's the Arts File for this morning on Classical 105.9 FM, WQXR. It's 8:35. No eight-legged creatures remaining in the studio. Don't be afraid. It's all fine now.